Many thousands of geese visit West Jutland in Denmark each year, including pink-footed, white-fronted, greylag and brent geese. Some of these have been coming for centuries, others are more recent additions. Gert Alsted is from the Danish Nature Protection Society.
Nowadays, when the winters have been warmer and we don't have much snow, we don't have much ice, the geese are staying here all winter. The last 4 or 5 years we have had geese constantly from autumn to spring. It's not necessary for the geese to go further down south. We see sometimes that the funny thing that if we have a few days snow and ice, the geese disappear, they fly down south. But as soon as the weather gets better, as soon as the snow is away again, it can take only a few days, they are back again. So we see them all the winter.
And what do they have to eat and how much of it?
Their natural food is to eat grass. And they eat grass on the meadows around the fjords. That they have done always. But geese are clever birds. They have found out that grain, new sown grain, is much better food. There are more energy in that than grass. So in spring, they fly to the new sown corn fields and eat there. And in autumn, they go to the harvested fields to eat. The grain has been lost there. But in spring, it's a problem for the farmers, because if you have sown your field with grain, and there suddenly is 2,000 or 3,000 geese coming with their, going along the rows of new sown grain, plowing it up with their bills, it's not a good thing for the farmer. So therefore, we have some dining rooms for geese along the coast. For example, in Stadilfjord, every day in springtime, in April, when the farmers are beginning to sow, they spread grain on the fields on the state-owned area, and there the geese knows that there's food to get, and every morning they stand ready to have their food there. It's not because of the geese. They will easily find their own food, but it's because of the farmers.
And how efficient are the geese at using their food and converting it into energy?
Biologists have told us that their fat deposits are around, for a goose, 200-300 grams of fat. And to get that deposit, they had to eat about 10 kilos of grass. This deposit, 200 or 300 grams, they can fly around 2,000 kilometers. They must have a deposit because when they leave Denmark in the first full moon in May, they fly directly in 24 hours to the next eating ground by Murmansk in Russia. And there they fill up their deposits again, 200 to 300 grams of fat, before they fly the next leg on the way to Spitsbergen or to Siberia.
And why is it they leave by the full moon particularly?
Because geese navigate by their sight. The old geese know from their former visit in Jutland how the coastline and the islands and so on look like. And they have to fly all 24 hours in one. So a part of the flight will be at night. So they have to have a little light to find the coasts. And that will always be there when it's full moon. Even if it's cloudy, in full moon there's so much light at night, so you can see the coasts from up.
Now, when they're flying, they tend to fly in these lovely long ribbon sort of patterns. Why do they do that?
They do it to save energy. When you see a beautiful row of geese or a V of geese coming, they always have the same distance and the same position in relation to the goose in front of them. And it's because every wing lap from a goose creates turbulence in the wind, and this turbulence can be used by the next goose in the row to spare a little energy. That's therefore they fly in long rows. Also, they change their position. It's not the same goose who is in front every time. They change so that it's not the same who has the hard work to do to be the first one.
That's Gert Alsted from the Danish Nature Protection Society.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.